Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics. Here's your host, Kyle Sharp.
Good morning. Now that training camp is over, we'll take a look back at the last couple of weeks for the Boilermakers, discuss the positives and the negatives, and talk a little bit about Rob Henry, who was named the starter on Sunday afternoon. Hi, I'm Kyle Charter, Stacey Clarity here as well, as we break down the 2013 camp. All right, Stacey, let's get right to it with our Hot 5 this morning. Topic number one, of course, quarterbacks. And Rob Henry is now the one. Probably no surprise there, perhaps. I think maybe a little bit of a surprise that Daryl Hazel named Rob Henry the starter for 2013. I thought, and I think maybe you agree with me, that maybe the coach would say Rob is the starter for game one, but he went ahead and named him the starter for the whole season.
Yeah, I agree. That did kind of surprise me a little bit too, but, you know, obviously the season hasn't started yet. So we'll see what happens when they're actually in the season and how it goes. But yeah, I mean, Rob, you know, clearly separated himself, especially over that last week of practice. He was the most accurate quarterback in camp, Daryl Hazel said, and even though he wouldn't say specifics about that percentage, he said it was close, but Henry definitely was the most accurate, and he was just the most poised. I mean, obviously, you would hope he would be, considering he's been around for a while, and those other two guys are younger and haven't been around even the college game, let alone this system, and I think that Rob just really is that poised leader who doesn't get rattled, and he just seems like he has kind of the makeup to be the guy that can lead this team, you know, from week one.
Certainly has the respect of his teammates. I know you had an opportunity to talk to some of them over the last couple of days in anticipation of Henry being named the starter, and whether it be some of the stuff he's done off the field or, you know, what he's endured trying to get back on the field, it seems like a lot of guys look up to him.
Yeah, and that's something that really matters to Rob, and he told me, because I said, you've been a captain, and you've been a starter, and those ones seem to be important things, and he said, yeah, I'm honored, because Rob always says the right thing, so he made sure he said, yes, I'm honored to, you know, have been those, and I'm sure he'll be a captain again. He's like, but those are titles, they don't matter. What I want more than anything is for, you know, my teammates to trust me and to respect me, and there's no question that they do. Austin Appleby, who was involved in this quarterback battle, I mean, these guys are friends, but, you know, obviously they wanted to be the starter, and he said Rob has been the same from the day that I met him until now. He never wavers. He's always steady. He is the leader. He is the teammate that you want him to be, and I definitely think Purdue, I don't think Purdue could have gone wrong in any of those top three guys in terms of the intangible kind of personalities of what a quarterback should be, but Rob Henry absolutely kind of epitomizes all of those things.
Topic number two, and this was maybe the negative over the last few days, the wide receiver injuries, not one but two. First, Dan Monterosso going down with the broken collarbone, then Danny Anthrop with the what looks like an MCL injury, although official results of those will come back, of the MRI will come back today. For both, though, you know, I guess some positive in the negative there, in that maybe just 6 to 8 weeks for each before they return. Now, whether that means they can still play in 2013, I think will probably come sometime around the end of those 6 to 8 weeks. But in the meantime, who do you think steps up there? Does Purdue go farther down the depth chart, or do you think they just perhaps use maybe those top three or four a little bit more than what we have seen?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how they approach that, because just in watching the jersey scrimmage on Saturday, when we really got to see kind of what John Shoup could be as a play caller, they hardly had more than two receivers on the field at any one time. You know, they would have two backs or two tight ends, and I know they have a lot of different sub-packages, and that could certainly depend on what kind of defense that they're showing. They could, you know, bring three or four receivers out, and they did run when they were in shotgun, which was rare. They did have some empty sets, you know, with five guys out there. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with that. But if they do, I think there are some options for guys who could move up and get some more snaps. Gary Bush is a guy that missed a lot of time in the spring, and that really hurts you when you're trying to learn a new system and just kind of get involved and all of those things. So I think he's absolutely been behind the rest of the guys throughout camp, and Daryl Hazel has said he wants him to be maybe a little more positive, a little more steady, you know, in his attitude and just in his effort day in and day out. But he is a guy who's been in games, and they don't have a lot of those guys at receiver, so he could be a guy that steps in, maybe kind of in that slot receiver role. But a young guy to look for is D'Angelo Yancey, and I talked to Appleby about him after the scrimmage, and Austin had said that he's been working with him a lot one-on-one and really trying to teach him the system and help him in practice, and he really thinks that Yancey is ready to kind of embrace the role or at least embrace the attitude that he can be great. And physically, yeah. He certainly seems to have the tools. He's big, he's long, he has, you know, shown pretty good hands in camp, and he's made some really tough catches, you know, going down to get them, going up to get them. But what was interesting in listening, overhearing your interview with John Shoup the other day, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, but he had said that, yeah, Yancey's great when he's the intended target, but he has to kind of work on how are you going to play when you're not getting the ball. And I'm sure that's something with just a lot of freshmen just really kind of trying to develop and grow in that area.
All right, topic number three, that's running back depth. I think a question mark coming into camp that maybe got answered pretty resoundingly, I think, on Saturday at the Jersey scrimmage. Akeem Hunt is probably clearly number one, although I think there are, you know, still some questions about his long-term durability against some of the better teams in the Big Ten. But, you know, there's depth there now, it looks like, particularly with Brandon Cottom and Daylon Dawkins. What do you think?
Yeah, it was really interesting to me that Cottom kind of emerged as that two back. We thought Robert Gregory was going to be the guy. He has shown that he can be a physical guy, and he also has some speed to him. But for whatever reason, he didn't get too many opportunities late in camp, and especially in that scrimmage. And it looked like, you know, they were saying, okay, Cottom and Dawkins, you know, who? What do you got? You know, we're giving you the shot to be number two, and what do you got? And I thought both of those guys really showed that they are at least willing. You know, Cottom is like 260 pounds or whatever the coaches keep yelling at him that he is. I think they keep saying 268. I don't know if he's that big. But he has a pretty good burst, too, for a bigger guy. And, you know, he obviously was fullback, and now he's playing mostly tailback. And he may give them kind of a different option. And Dawkins just is slippery. I mean, he has a good burst, too, kind of to get out of the hole. But I think there were several plays. I don't know if every time he touched the ball, but certainly several plays on Saturday where he made the first guy miss, and that's something that John Shoup talks about all of the time for those running backs. You can't get tackled, you know, upon first contact, and he seems like he can be a guy that can shake off the guys.
Slippery, I think, is a good way to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
Topic number four, the defense. thanks for agreeing. Topic number four, the defense. You know, it looked pretty good, I think, versus Purdue in camp. Now, what does that mean once you get to the season with those pretty solid non-conference opponents and into the Big Ten? I don't know. What do you think it means? Are they improved from last year?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I think that they certainly have to be improved from last year because statistically they weren't a very good defense last year. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers, they allowed a lot of points and a lot of yards. So I think, and similar to what John Shoup's going to try to do with the offense and trying to just be, you know, show a bunch of different looks and kind of do a lot of confusing, you know, with the motions and the shifts, I think that Greg Hudson on the defense is going to try to do something similar where he's going to mix up formations. He's going to, you know, blitz from everywhere. You know, he'll zone blitz. He'll have a three-man front and then, you know, bring guys off the edge. I think he's going to try to do a lot of different things to kind of create that havoc, like he likes to say, and to force the turnovers. And I think this defense needs to not only be aggressive but to be opportunistic in that you come through with the opportunities. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. We've seen in camp, you know, they've had interceptions. The defensive backs have played pretty physical, but we've also seen dropped interceptions, and that just can't be the case. Like, they have to be shorthanded, and they have to kind of seize those opportunities when they get them, and I think that's going to be really important for this defense.
Topic number five, and believe it or not, we did not have a press conference to announce a winner in this competition, probably because, A, it's not quite as important as the quarterback, but B, there's yet to be a decision here, it seems like, but that's at place kicker where Paul Griggs and Sam McCartney continue to battle it out. In my opinion, I think, you know, maybe Griggs has a little bit of an edge, but still neither one quite consistent enough to grab hold of that position and, you know, probably take it into game one.
Yeah, I really have no idea who it's going to be. Can I say that? Is that okay? My – I'm going to say Griggs, and this is my only reason, and it's very shaky, and it's because Daryl Hazel said the other guy.
Yeah.
When he was referencing Sam McCartney. So that's what I'm going with. I'm saying Griggs. And, you know, and it very well could be a situation where Griggs is kicking from 40 yards out, you know, 40 yards and deeper, and then McCartney is the guy who's kicking the shorter field goals, too. I don't know if Hazel, you know, ideally wants that kind of combination, but until someone emerges who can make them consistently, I'm not sure what he's going to do. And they could, you know, they, and I've said this before, they could lose games because of their kicking situation. We saw it last year, and there was the same two guys. So somebody has to step up, and Purdue needs, you know, if they're going to be able to fight and be in close games this year, they need to be able to pull those games out with their special teams.
All right, that's our top five for today. Let's hit our next five and try to project forward just a bit. Let's break down Rob Henry a little bit, Stacey. You know, we saw through the last few days of camp before the scrimmage, the number one offense really sort of struggled to move the ball. Now, talking to John Shoup a little bit about that, he said, you know, you're in some situations where perhaps that gives the defense a bit of an advantage. They played better on Saturday, really pretty well, I thought. Do you think, you know, can Henry run the full offense from your point of view? Will he take off with those legs a little bit more maybe than what one of the other quarterbacks would have done? Just, you know, what do you expect to see come game one from a Rob Henry-led offense?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, we talked to Rob yesterday and asked him about just kind of feeling more comfortable in the pocket. That's something John Shoup has really, really stressed to all the quarterbacks, not just Rob, but, you know, with the weapon that Rob can be running the ball, I'm sure it's been more difficult on him just to kind of, you know, feel comfortable and step up and find that spot in the pocket and not run. And he kind of joked, you know, when Ryan Russell's chasing you, what are you supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. I think that he knows that he can run and be a weapon, and Daryl Hazel even talked about that. You know, that can really cause problems for defenses, you know, when it's third and long and they're in man, and then just a huge hole opens up in the middle. It can be really demoralizing. But that's not who Rob Henry wants to be. So that's what's going to be interesting to see is if he can, you know, when the pressure's on, when the games are actually going, and it's not just practice, and you have the offensive coordinator standing behind you, if you will not kind of resort back to who you've always been. And the most interesting thing, I think, to me, just in terms of Rob Henry as a passer, is I think he's thrown a better deep ball this camp than we've ever seen him throw. How often will he be able to get the protection to do it, which is going to be important in this offense where you want to have the play actions, you know, come through with the big plays. We know he can make the short throws. We've seen it all camp. And I think he can, you know, throw those with some pretty good zip. But will Purdue be able to get the big plays with the deep balls? I'm not so sure.
You were going to ask me a question here.
Oh, you're right. Oh, damn. See, this is what happens when I don't write stuff down. Yes. So, and going off of the offense, we talked to Greg Hudson and John Shoup after the end of camp. And so what did you learn from Mr. Shoup?
Well, you talked about it a little bit there, just the need for bigger plays out of the first team offense. I think he felt like Rob Henry was efficient on Saturday, but probably will look back at the tape and realize that maybe there were a couple of more plays downfield that he could have taken advantage of. Shoup felt like really the only big play that they made was the big one that was pretty obvious to see, the Austin Appleby to D'Angelo Yancey pass over the top that went for 83 yards and a touchdown. But, you know, they had some other opportunities there, and that's what he would like to see develop over the next couple of weeks, because I think once they get to you know, opponents that are going to scout them out, if they can't prove that they can hit some passes over the top, that they're really going to stack that box against Purdue's rush offense and make things difficult for Purdue to run the ball. He pointed out Purdue really had to grind it out. Some of those touchdown drives they had with the first unit were 10-plus play drives. So you'd like to see him hit on some other plays. We only got about 60 seconds left. I know you talked to Greg Hudson yesterday. What are some of the things that you learned from that conversation?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway, which isn't really a surprise, but I said, what area are you feeling the most confident in coming out of training camp? And he said, well, up front, we're pretty good. So, and that's a big deal, because obviously that's kind of where everything starts, and on both sides of the ball, obviously. But, and he said, especially when we have Bruce Gaston out there, and who Gaston missed the last, I think, 4 days of camp with kind of a hamstring injury, but he really likes the numbers. He thinks they have eight guys that they feel really comfortable with, and they'll rotate them as they see fit, you know, with Eric McDaniel and Ryan Isaac on the inside as the backups, and then Jules Williams and Jelani Phillips on the edges. And I said, how much are you going to rotate? And he said, well, it's not a participation sport, you know? So he wants to see productivity, and that's what's gonna depend on. But he really does like that, you know, those eight guys up front.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. For Stacey Clarity, I'm Kyle Charters. We'll be back again next week at 10 o'clock on Monday for more as Purdue prepares for Cincinnati. This is Golden Black Radio.